Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, he's fine.
Maintenance day.
You know what? Yes. Just going to explain it more. There's no more to explain. Yeah, he's playing tonight.
You said when we were getting these people back, it'd be like Christmas morning. So,
you know what? We're going to make sure that we're respectful of some of the quality of hockey. We got guys that came in and played bigger minutes than they're used to. Adam Party's a little bit day-to-day, but so he's not going tonight. Paul comes out. Postman's played very well for us. So we had a bunch of those defensemen that came in and played big minutes, played very well, and we're going to see them again. You know, so it's good that we've seemingly developed a little bit of depth on our blue line through a pretty difficult stretch.
What do you see as the challenge that Los Angeles brings, a club that's struggling a little bit themselves here right now?
You never get to, from my point of view, get to look at them and say they're struggling, because the Nashville game is an example of a game when they're capable of flipping that switch, you know, and scoring three goals. So we haven't, I don't know that we've come in here and played our best game. We went back-to-back on the first game in here. They don't play a whole lot differently than we do in terms of what they're trying to get accomplished, what they hold important to their hockey team. We gave up more in that last game than we have in an awful long time in the Arizona game, so that there's a defensive component to this that's got to be good. Our ability to move the puck out of our end to, on their forecheck and to get through the neutral zone is really important, but not with the mindset we're breaking something open and doing it. It's just where the territorial game's played.
How much of a difference can Mark Stewart bring with his physicality and also playing with Jay Harrison against the big forwards at the
Kings? So, you know, Mark brings that at an intensity level and I think a level in the room. We played a pretty physical game, so I don't think we've been lacking in that department, but our back end has got a bunch of guys that are capable of sealing people off in the offensive zone cycle and making strong hits and being hard to play against.
I know you mentioned before how special Bufflin is because of his ability to play, when you guys moved them back, it sort of seemed like it might be temporary. Can you just talk about everything he's done?
It was a tryout. Yeah. You know, it really was. I mean, he was a player that wants to play defense, and there have been a lot of changes here in terms of what it was asked of him in doing that. And he's a very smart guy, so he knew what we were talking about when we asked him to change some things to how he plays. That's not fair. Fit in to what we were trying to do is a better way of putting it. And up until probably Arizona, but that's true of the whole team, we haven't asked our defense to do things that Dustin was asked to do shift by shift in the past. So he hasn't had to try to find people, you know, 120 feet away with the pass or you know, jumping into holes that really aren't there to try to create more. Pick his spots and then use his offensive gifts that he clearly has at the right time, and he did that. You know, big physical force, so he played a good, solid game of defense and then put up some numbers for us.
When you say he's smart, do you mean in terms of you can explain a strategy to him and he can adapt, or does he figure it out himself?
He can sit on the bench and tell you what's going on during the games. And there are some players that can do it in incredible detail. You can sit down and without even watching the video explain the momentum shifts, what the other team was doing, adjustments they made. And there are players that have no idea. And there's some really good players like that, right? It's an energy intense game. They go out, they burst for their 35, 40 seconds, but they're not picking up what the other team's doing. They'll just do their job really well. Dustin's a guy that reads the play and he reads adjustments by the other team. And he does it naturally during the game. You know, so when you sit down and have a discussion about hockey with him, he's got very high hockey IQ. So he understands, you know, points of the game. You don't have to show him a lot on video. So if you're going back and saying last game in the second period, you know, there were three times you pinched up in the second period, he knows exactly what you're talking about. And he can tell you why he did it on each one. So it makes coaching him, you know, real easy.
So cart well ahead of the horse, but a guy who maybe could coach.